Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you, there we go. The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing those guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contract. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out NaperSettlement.org. Midwest Coach Limousine, a family-run company led by experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great pride in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at mwc.limo. Or you can call them at 331-903-0088 and book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com and mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and your first dance lesson is absolutely free. You got to talk about Dolly, though, the Dolly Show. The good show on Blog Talk Radio. Clark Cartier in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Admission experts for over 10 years, that's according to the EPA listing. And they're conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They're the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. They believe in service that you swear by, not at. There's no swearing on this show. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special $17.95 oil change. You heard that right, $17.95, $27.95 for synthetic. Clark's Car Care, happy cars, happy owners. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by the Naperville Trolley and Tours. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. And we're very proud to have North Fork Farm as one of our sponsors on the Dolly McCarthy Show. North Fork Farm, one of my favorite farms in Oswego, Illinois. It's family-owned and operated since 1961, and I'm just in awe of this. It was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk. North Fork Farm, offering services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. Contact North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web at www.nforkfarm.com. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Bricconi's. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business. It's family-owned and operated. If you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show when you go in to dine, and you're a veteran, sorry, wait for it. You got to be a veteran or military personnel. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show. Tell them Dolly is setting you up a free cocktail or dessert on me for only veterans and military personnel. I love you guys. Thanks for your service.
Hey, this is Vanilla Ice, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. Holla and pop your collar.
Hey guys, this is Austin Webb, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
It's time for the Wearing of the Northwest Side's annual St. Patrick's Day Parade. Come celebrate with the Northwest Side Irish this Sunday, March 17th at noon. Keep the party going at the official after party at Immaculate Conception Church, which includes a traditional corned beef and cabbage dinner. Tickets can be purchased at www.northwestsideirish.org. Bring the whole family to enjoy traditional pipes, drums, raffles, dance groups, and more this Sunday at the Northwest Side St. Patrick's Day Parade. See you there.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Ooh,
everybody. It's Sally here. You've reached the good show on Blog Talk Radio, WCKG 1530 AM in Chicago, Tuyville Internet Radio. Hello, Steve. Blog Talk Radio, I mentioned that already. They've been with us since the beginning. That's where it all began 6 years ago this month. The good show started on River Radio Network in Chicago. We're on 1010 News Talk. Lots of internet radio sites. We've got listeners in China. Hello to everybody in China. Send me a message. Let me know how you're listening to the show, why you listen to it, and how do I say hello in Chinese? I should ask my niece. She took Chinese. Maybe I'll do that next time. I'll be ready for you guys. Hello to everybody. Buongiorno to my, you know, I'm looking at who listens to the show, and I'm just amazed. Now I could say it's an international show. I'm just a Chicago girl just having some fun on the airwaves here. Hello to everybody. Thanks for tuning into the good show. You need a good laugh? Well, Aurora's Paramount Theater welcomes Mel Brooks' riotously funny musical, The Producers, now through March 17th. That's only through this Sunday, guys. Producer could make more money with a flop than he could with a hit. Come and see one of the most hilarious cons in music theater history. The show runs Wednesday through Sunday. Visit ParamountAurora.com for tickets. We got to do a shout out to the Brightside Theater. Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. New show at the Paramount Theater running now through March 24th, Friday and Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Sundays at 3. Great time to take the mama, mother-in-laws, grandma, kids. Performing at Miley Swallow Hall at North Central College. Tickets are $30, $25 for seniors and students. Group deals are available. And they also have Fame, the musical junior, Brightside Theater Youth Project. Don't want to miss that one. That's now through the 17th only. Saturdays at 11 and 2 p.m. Sundays at 6. Again, at the theater at Miley Swallow Hall in Naperville. For tickets, you can call 630-447-8497 or visit brightsidetheater.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of the Brightside Theater. All right, 50 Rocks. Did I tell you all I turned 50 on Sunday? Yeah, we had a show last week with my favorite artist, female artist in Chicago, Miss Heather Horton, Mrs. McDermott. Yes, don't mess with Mrs. McDermott, Michael McDermott's wife. Don't be messing with her. She's my girl. So thank you, Heather, for my 50th birthday show. I can't believe I'm telling everybody I'm 50. But listen, I'm here to tell you 50 is the new 30. I'm having a good time with this one, and I had a great show. So thank you all for that, and we got to do a shout-out to the Northwest Side Irish this weekend. Well, we're kicking off St. Paddy's Day weekend with the Dolly McCarthy Show. I'm wearing green today, green pants it is. You don't want to miss the festivities. Saturday, we got Chicago's parade. I'm getting down there early to see the Dying of the River green. And I have a horrible Irish brogue. Last night I went to see the Pickwick, the Quiet Man at the Pickwick Theater in Chicago, in Park Ridge. Went to see the Quiet Man. Had a nice dinner at the Curragh Irish Pub, one of the sponsors of the show, and had a nice dinner there. I'm just saying that because they're a sponsor. They do have really good food over there. Go check them out on Northwest Highway in Chicago's Edison Park. But anyway, so we're going down to the parade this weekend. Early Saturday morning, we're going to head down to Chicago's parade. I think it kicks off at noon. For those of you in the know, let me know. I'm not sure what time it kicks off. All I know is I'm getting on the train, heading downtown. And it's really early morning that they dye the river green. So we got to get down there early. Lots to do this weekend. And St. Paddy's Day is Sunday. A little later on the show, we're going to have the Northwest Side Irish on the show to give us all the details and all the festivities going on the Northwest Side of Chicago. This is a gal from the Northwest Side. Sorry, I don't know much about the South Side Parade. You're going to have to check their website. Fine folks, fine lads and lasses on the South Side, but we're talking Northwest Side Irish today on the show. Sunday is the parade on the Northwest Side, all along Northwest Highway. We're going to have floats and bagpipers and singers and all the firemen are going to be coming out, marching in the parade. Families, children, leprechaun or two. You better be wearing green or prepare to get pinched. Can you tell I'm just a little bit excited about this parade? Just a little. All right, couple more announcements. Let's see. Oh, I want to do a shout out to Jimmy Banos Jr. My phones are blowing up. What's going on? Who's calling me? Cut it out. We got a show we're going on here. Coming on soon. Last weekend, I told you it was my 50th birthday. I want to do a shout out to Jimmy Banos Jr., the owner, James Beard award-winning chef at the Purple Pig. It's the first time I had duck. I had duck tail. Not bad, but I don't think I'll order it again. But Jimmy, what a presentation. The rest of the meal was amazing. I don't know if I'm a duck person. Really had a great time over there. Thanks for the birthday treat too, Jimmy. And the 95th, have you guys ever been to the 95th, the Hancock Building, and the 95th, sit out there and enjoy the views of Chicago? What a beautiful city this is. I don't get down there enough. I was so glad I got to go down there with my girlfriends and enjoy a night on the town in Chicago, and just seeing the city lights. And let me just say, they have the best martinis in Chicago at the 95th. Yes, you can get a dirty martini made with gin. You got to have it with gin. That's how I like it. I'm talking like I'm a big drinker. I'm really not, but I do like a martini every now and then, and I enjoyed one there. So hello to everybody at the 95th. This is the greatest city in the world, Chicago. So thank you for celebrating with me, Chicago. On Sunday, by the way, Northwest Side Parade kicking off at noon. We're going to be talking to Elizabeth Murray Belcaster a little later in the show about all the details. Saturday, Chicago's Parade. I cannot wait. After the parade, head on down to the Northwest Side. Go to the Curragh Irish Pub for a good crack. All right, enough. Enough of that. I don't know. I don't know about you, but I'm a little excited about this. Okay, later in the show, we're going to have the QuadCon Urban League on to talk about a women's empowerment summit. I'm all about empowering women. But right now, you're listening to The Good Show on WCKG 1530 AM Blog Talk Radio. 50 rocks. 50 is 5 perfect tens. You know, I can give you 50 reasons why it's an amazing, it's going to be an amazing decade for me. 50, the ultimate F word. Someone emailed me and said, Dolly, I didn't think you swore you were dropping F-bombs. I did not. I was not dropping F-bombs at that last show. I was talking about 50, okay? Relax. Chillax, everybody. You can't, you know, and I'm just a little excited about turning 50. Hey, guess what? The Dolly McCarthy Show is going to Ireland in September. September 21st through the 28th. I want you to come with me. Come on, let's go explore the Emerald Isle. Ireland awaits. This tour includes hotels, excellent hotels, with first class and superior first class hotels throughout, daily breakfast, except day of arrival, 4 dinners, full sightseeing, deluxe motor touring coaches. You get a professional Irish driver. It's an Irish driver. So you get the little brogue. We're going to get chance to tour the Guinness storehouse, the Epic Museum, Cliffs of Moher, and all that more, and more and more. Tours of the Dingle Peninsula, Dingle Bay, right? Isn't that? Dublin. We're going to be in Dublin. This includes everything, taxes, tips, airfare, everything for the low price of $2,400. Oh, man, I've not seen a cheaper trip to Ireland out there. I'm not making any money off this. I just told the touring company, we're going to cut out the middleman here. All the travel agents listening to my show are hating me right now. And we're going to go from that price to this price because I want everybody to come and it to be an easy yes. I'm going to Ireland in September. So excited. All right. If you want more information, you can go to www.dollymccarthy.com and learn more about it.
Good news, good guests. And at least one good laugh, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Okay, my first guest, lead guitarist John, I hope I'm saying right, Kenneski from Winchester. Welcome to the show. John, are you there?
This is Scott.
Scott?
Yeah. Scott Holt from Earl and the Agitators.
Get out. That's so awesome.
No.
It's good to have you on.
Well, it could be. It could be,
you know,
awesome.
You tell an intern that he could be the associate producer of your show, and he does such a fine job. Are you on this week? I'm like, this is great. You know, I'm really glad to have you on, Scott.
Well, it's really good to be on.
You know?
It's good to be on.
So, well, let's do this. You know what? I'm not going to throw you off the show, even though my intern, Gino, I let him produce the show this time. Gino, I'm throwing you under the bus, man. This is Scott from Earl and the Agitators. Scott, wait, tell me your last name, Scott. I should
Holt.
Know this.
Scott
Holt.
Holt.
Hey, tell us
H-O-L-T.
More about the band. Tell us more about the band. Are you in Chicago?
Earl and the Agitators. Yeah, we're in Chicago. We're playing in St. Charles tonight at the Club Arcata.
No way. I love the Club Arcata with Ron Onesti.
Isn't that a beautiful spot? Yep.
How come I didn't get an invite?
There.
Yes, everybody's invited. Tell us more
I'm
about the band.
I'm calling to invite you right now.
Awesome.
We're going to celebrate your birthday. Belated happy birthday.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. This is great. This is like the best produced show ever. Scott
it's
from Earl and the Agitators. Okay, tell us more about the band.
You know, it's me and Roger Earl from Foghat and Brian Bassett, also from Foghat, and Rodney O'Quinn, also from Foghat, and Tony Bullard and Mark Petricelli, and we just we get together and make a big old rock and roll racket.
You're talking about the epic Foghat, that band.
I'm talking about the mighty, mighty Foghat, the Slow Ride Foghat.
Oh, my God, I have that album. I have albums in front of me. I got to dig through
well, there
to find the Foghat one. I still have a Foghat album.
Everybody needs one. Every household needs a Foghat record.
Right. It's not complete without a Foghat record. So,
that's right.
So tonight's the concert. What time does it start? Where can we get tickets?
Starts at 7:30. You can get tickets at the door. And tonight it's us. Tomorrow night is Foghat and Savoy Brown at the Arcata. And then Saturday night we're up in Evanston at the Evanston Rocks as Earl and the Agitators again. So two opportunities to see Earl and the Agitators this weekend, one opportunity to see the Mighty Foghat and Savoy Brown.
Fantastic. Evanston Rocks, another Ron Onesti location, too. It's rock
yes,
and roll, right?
Yes.
Rock and roll at its finest.
Apparently,
right?
We owe him a bunch of money because he keeps.
Ron wouldn't have you if you weren't good. So I'm sure it's a great show.
Well,
I didn't know it was tonight. I'm so sorry. But I mean, this is worth it. Like, I like doing last minute. I'm spontaneous. I think I can make
Look,
a trip
you got,
out too.
You got time to put your dancing shoes on and get there. Yeah. You know, your name will be at the door.
And all the
we'll treat you like a rock and roll.
Yeah.
All the Dolly McCartney Show listeners can come too. And
Scott, tell me about yourself.
You know,
were you from Chicago? Tell me about yourself. How'd you get?
No, I'm from Nashville. I'm from Nashville, and I started my career playing guitar for Buddy Guy. I was with Buddy for 10 years, and so I stayed in Chicago a lot. I feel like I lived here, but I was just up here all the time. So.
Oh, Buddy Guy, legendary Buddy Guy in Chicago. How is Buddy Guy? I haven't seen him in a while. How is he doing?
He's great. He's great.
Yeah.
He's doing
great.
Have
you played
with
him recently? We just
did a cruise together. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I saw him a couple of weeks ago, and we jammed, and it was fun. He hasn't lost a step, you know.
No, right. Did you say you just did a cruise with him?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we were.
You guys jam on the
Rock Legends cruise. Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, how fun is that? That's awesome.
Yeah, Buddy's not a big boat guy, but it was fun anyway.
So with the band, what do you do with the band, though? Are you one of the guitarists? Do you sing?
Yes and yes.
Okay.
I play the guitar and I sing. I tell jokes and stories. I might do some magic tricks. And then if I do a good job, they let me consume alcohol after the show. If I don't, they cut me off.
This is a variety show. Scott and
yeah.
Earl and the Agitators tonight with Foghat at the Arcata in St. Charles.
And it's ladies' night. It's ladies' night tonight. And
now
there's,
you tell
there's
us.
Free drinks.
Ladies?
Yeah, there's free drinks.
No, you're messing with us. I don't know if you're calling in the show.
Hey, my job's to get people in the door. I'll tell you whatever you want to hear to get you down.
Hey, let's give everybody like a little secret password. Because, you know, Ron and us have got that speakeasy. Let's give everybody a little word that they have to say at the door. in order to meet you and get a free drink.
There you go. That sounds like a great idea.
Scott, I apologize for the scheduling error, but it was really nice chatting with you, and I hope I don't throw the whole show off, but it was worth it. You're great. You're a good sport. Lots of fun talking to you. Tonight, check out the Arcata's website. Get more details and tickets. I think the show is almost sold out, right? I'm looking online here.
I think
here.
So, yeah.
You don't want to miss out. A few tickets left. Get a chance to meet Scott and say what? What are we going to say? What's the secret word? Ron Onesti.
I know
Ron Onesti.
Yeah. Say, I know Ron Onesti, and you should be good to go.
Oh, my God. Too funny. Well, it was really great talking to you, and I really hope we can do this again, really.
Yeah.
Would you come back on the show again? You're always welcome.
Sure. Maybe I can come on at the same time John does, and we'll do it together.
I know, right? and I feel horrible. There's no music to play for you. You know, your music.
So where's he at?
If
he's supposed to be calling, where's he at?
I got him on the other line, but I think he just hung up because it was taking too long.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
John.
Well, I blew it. I apologize, John.
Chester. John, you better call back. That's okay. I could talk. We do talk a little bit. I wish I had one of your songs to play, too. Give us some of the songs that are going to be playing. Some of the songs that you're going to be playing tonight.
Oh, we've got a bunch of originals that we wrote. We released a record called Shaken and Stirred, so we'll be playing all the stuff off of it. We got a song called Where's the Rock and Roll that we're quite fond of, and just a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, cool. Anybody guys, songs you're going to be jamming on your guitar?
As a matter of fact, yeah, we play Let Me Love You, Baby. It's a little
fantastic. Sounds like a really good show.
Well, we hope
Saint
so.
Charles,
we're trying.
Saint Charles, no, I'm sure it's an awesome show. You're being very much. Sounds like a great show, really. And St. Charles is a hop, skip, and a jump, just 30 miles outside of Chicago. It's a beautiful Arcata, historic Arcata theater, right?
That's exactly
the
right. Most
Earl
beautiful
and the
venue.
Agitators. It is.
Yeah.
If you've not been to the Arcata, you really should get, you know, I tailor yourself over
it
there.
It really is a cool ride.
See, Scott.
Yeah.
Speakeasy word is Ron Onesti, and Scott will buy you a drink. I'm kidding.
There you go. If you can find me.
Ah, he'll be missing in action. Oh, my God.
Yeah, now I got to lay low.
So, Scott, how often are you in Chicago? How often do you come here?
I get up here probably about 4 or 5 times a year. You know, we come up and play. I play at Buddy's Club some, and we play, you know, in the area, some of the suburbs and stuff. So I'm in and out.
Where are you from originally?
Nashville.
Oh, you said that, yeah. So you were born and raised in Nashville? What a
mm-hmm.
city to be raised in. Of course you're into music. Everybody born in Nashville sing or play the guitar?
Every single person, as soon as you're born, they give you a Telecaster and a Hank Williams Big Note songbook. And, you know, you don't even have to go to school. You just sit on the porch and learn Hank Williams songs. And then you're, you know, that's how we know you're from Nashville.
Fantastic. Scott, it was great talking to you. Scott with Earl
Good
and the Agitators. Have a great show tonight, and
thanks.
I'll be looking for you. Don't be hiding out on me now.
All right, you got it.
All right, thanks for coming on the show. Please come back again. I apologize for the little scheduling error. Gino, Fabio, you're in big trouble when you get back into town. See you later, Scott. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, this is Court Carpenter. You are listening to the most beautiful, wonderful, and amazing woman ever, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Where's Dolly?
Hey, Dolly.
Hey, guys. Hey, Carrie, is this you?
Theodia.
Oh, my goodness.
Theodia,
you called in earlier. The show has been professionally produced today by Gino Faso, my intern / associate producer. I love it. It's up for grabs today. Anybody could call in. And I love it. I had you scheduled for 2:10, so we're good.
Yeah.
The show's going to go an hour.
Okay,
we got plenty of time. I think my first guest, because there was a scheduling error, John Kineski with Winchester, the band, hung up on me. I think I made an enemy now.
Oh.
I think he hates me.
Oh.
We didn't get to his call. But, I mentioned earlier in the show that the Quad County Urban League is having a Women's Empowerment Summit. We talked about this in the on the show in the past, and Theodia Gillespie is here to give us the lowdown, tell us what's going on with the Quad County Urban League. It's been a while since we talked. How are you, my friend?
I am doing great, doing great. I've been listening to your show and seeing you all over the place, and congratulations for an outstanding, outstanding show for our community. I really appreciate it. So, yeah, this is our fifth annual Women Empowerment Summit, and, of course, you've been part of that summit for many years, and I thank you for your support. Once again, we're putting on a summit to celebrate and acknowledge women who are making a difference in their community through their job, their business, and this organization they're working with. And so we're going to honor 15 dynamic young women from different sectors. And we also this year, which is different, we're going to honor some young women, high school and college students who are starting their own business, who have their own business, and giving back to their community. So I'm excited about this year lineup. Great speakers, great opportunity to network, and great opportunity just to support each other in our careers and business and our community support that we provide to the community.
Absolutely. We cannot have enough of these summits. I think you guys should have these quarterly. Your summit is once a year. Let's get the dates out there. And it's open to the public,
yes,
right? You could buy a ticket.
Yes, we're still taking registration. It's open to the public. It's going to be March this Friday, tomorrow, March the 15th. Registration is something the event started with a continental breakfast at 7:15 to 8:15. And then we have opening remarks, and we're starting out our keynote, which will be Kim Fox, the state's attorney, Cook County state's attorney. And her panel will be called Courage When It's Not Popular, being able to speak out, address issues without feeling intimidated about as a woman. So we're excited about that starting out. And then we're going to have a session called The Voice of the Female Voice. And it's talking about policies, the dollars, and the workplace. And great lineup we have in Sylvie Negri Rickett, Karen Wells, as well as Rena Henderson, who's talking about the executive presence. And moderating that is a dear young lady who's director of IT for Born. That's going to be moderating that session. So we just got some great speakers and great women who's just going to be sharing that story and providing some insight for those who will be attending.
I love it. I'm really excited. I wish I could be there. That's the only sad thing is I didn't know. I got the invite very late, and I'm already scheduled. I'm overbooked, actually. And I so wish I could be. Oh, I hear you. Getting in and out of the car. You're working it, girl, today.
I'm sorry. I am. From one meeting to the
Kim
next.
Fox.
Sorry about that.
Kim Fox is going to be there. I love that. So let's get down. We just have a few minutes to talk a little bit more about some of these things. If, you know, women have, we need support out there in the workforce. We need empowerment. We need to be there for each other. I can't say that enough about women supporting each other. And this is an environment I've gone quite a few years. I have gone. I'm going to miss this year, though. I'm really bummed. I've gone quite a few years, and I have to say I got so much out of it. It was so empowering and just lovely to be in a room full of all of these women and young women, too, that are just starting out. You have a chance to mentor them and guide them and make connections and, you know, it's just a great environment, and here's some really smart, intelligent women that are really making it happen. We're talking today with the Quad County Urban League. Theodia Gillespie is on the line. Theodia, so that this is going to happen tomorrow, and where is it happening? What's the location?
It's the Marriott Chicago Southwest Marriott in Burr Ridge, Illinois. Of course, and again, it starts at 7:15. And if anyone is interested, they can go on our website and register at qcul.org. There's a link there for the registration. But we would love to have anybody who would like to attend, not just for the women who would be there. It would also be some men. So please come out and just celebrate and enjoy what we do as women for our community.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, thank you to the Quad County Urban League for all you do in our community and beyond. And this summit, if you've never gone or you have gone, you got to get back there. It is worth it. It's so empowering. And I always leave with some sort of nugget. I make some great new friendships with women at this summit. It's a wonderful time. You do a great job, Theodia. Thank you so much for all
right.
you do.
And that's the purpose. Absolutely.
I'm glad we could connect
Absolutely.
Today. Keep up the good work.
Thank
and
you.
Get
Thank
back,
you for allowing
get back
me.
On the show. Would you get back
I
on
will.
Here?
I will. I promise.
I'm sorry.
I promise.
We just squeezed you in today. We need more time to talk, for sure. Thanks
okay.
for the invite. And thanks for everything you're doing.
Okay.
Have a great time
Thank
tomorrow.
Thank you for having us. Okay.
One more time, that
we'll
website
Bye-bye.
To go on to get tickets is
qcul.org. Or you
That's
can
it?
Call our office, 630-851-2203.
You got it.
Okay. Thanks, Dottie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody. It's David Lee Murphy, and you're listening to The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, y'all. This is Craig Wayne Boyd, and you're listening to The Dolly McCarthy Show.
It's time for the wearing of the green. Jig on down to the Northwest Side's annual St. Patrick's Day Parade. Come celebrate with the Northwest Side Irish this Sunday, March 17th at noon. Keep the party going at the official after party at Immaculate Conception Church, which includes a traditional corned beef and cabbage dinner. Tickets can be purchased at www.northwestsideirish.org. Bring the whole family to...
Yeah, yeah. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Whoops, I'm running the board today. I think I cut my own commercial off. We ran it earlier. We'll run it again. That was for the Northwest Side Irish. Let's hear for the Irish this weekend. We're kicking off the St. Paddy's Day celebrations. You love my brogue? Oh, my God. So my next guest I'm really thrilled to have on is the lady who makes it all happen. Her family started the Northwest Side Irish Parade. I love it. I grew up on the Northwest Side. We never had a parade. We always had to take we didn't take the train. We took the L downtown, skipping school, and dyed our hair green. We did, with food coloring. We did things like old school. They don't do that anymore. Now they got spray cans and washes out very easily. We had green hair for like 2 weeks. Anyway, life has so much is the same and so much has changed, but Elizabeth Murray Belcaster is the organizer of the Northwest Side Irish Parade. It's a great time. We're really thrilled to have her on the show right now. Elizabeth, are you there?
I'm here. How are you, Dolly? Thank you so much for the nice plug. I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm happy to be on. And I, too, was like you when I was a kid. We trained down. We dyed our hair green and took the day off of school if it was a school day because they didn't do these parades on the weekends in the past. So, I'm born and bred Northwest Side Irish as well, and we're happy to do this for the community. We're thrilled to be at our 16th year. We started it. My father and I started it in 2003 in memory of my mom, and it's just continued, and it's grown, and it's grown, and we're thrilled.
Oh, and it sure has. I remember the first one, and I thought, finally, we get our own parade. And it's really nice. You guys do a great job.
We,
very family friendly, and everybody's smiling and laughing. It's a really great environment to bring your family to. I will say that.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, we had Mayor Emanuel's wife was out a couple of years ago, and she said she was shocked at how family friendly it was. But, you know, we know this community, and I grew up here, and we're really proud to participate and bring the businesses and the communities together. So, you know, it's just grown. And that first year, I think we had about 100 people out. And every year still, about an hour for the parade, I keep looking around saying nobody's going to show up, and lo and behold, everybody shows up. So.
Yes, you know, we got to get our sleep in for a little bit, and there's no dying of the river green, so Northwest Highway is clear.
No.
It's pretty easy to find parking, so you don't have
yes.
to come and plant yourself hours before. It's really easy. Plenty of spots to see
yes.
this great parade. So let's talk about some of the folks that are involved. How many units do you have in the parade this year?
Right now we've got about 84, and that's participating in the parade. And then we've got, you know, Taft High School, probably – one of the biggest groups we have. They've got a total of about 400 people coming out. They've got a double-decker bus. They've got their band. They've got their ROTC. We just found out today that their fishing club is coming in the parade, so that's kind of cool. And then every year we have Notre Dame High School, their band, and then we've got St. Pat's Jazz Band. So we've had a lot of great, you know, all the schools that all the kids go to up here and the schools that we went to and our families went to, they all participate. I think they're all proud, but it also gives them the opportunity to be showcased in a space in their own community. And that is part of the beauty of it. Our grand marshal this year is young Brian Hancock. Brian is a young man with autism who is really just a great example for other kids with disabilities. He works full-time. He's got a great family that has supported the autism community. They founded an organization called In Search of a Cure. They've raised over $6 million for autism. And his father, Terry Hancock, who's also the president of the Teamsters Joint Council 25, our 2019 humanitarian. So every year that we've done the parade since day one, the first year we did a food drive for Chicago Food Depository. We try to highlight and bring awareness to causes that are good and hearty causes that we participate in over the years, and we've done a really good job with that. We also dedicate the parade to our first responders every year. That never changes. The men and women who are first responders in our communities and across the country, that's such an important piece for us. And to our veterans. My father was an Army veteran. My grandfather was a Navy veteran. And, you know, we just like to make it positive and give everybody a good message. The fact that we started in memory of my mom was really just an idea because my dad was missing her so much when she passed away, and I was running two small parades, the Edison Park Parade, and was helpful with the Norwood Park Memorial Day Parade, and we decided to do it. So it really is a celebration of everybody that we love, both past and present, and we kind of just take that whole day and celebrate the Irish and those that are our friends and families that aren't Irish. Everybody gets to be Irish that day.
It's so true. It's you don't even, like you said, you don't have to be Irish to go to the parade. You don't have to be Irish to attend this gathering. It's really a community, everybody born and raised, and even the new folks that have moved into Northwest Side, a lot has changed.
Right.
A lot stayed the same, too. So it's a celebration of, you know, Northwest Siders, which are salt of the earth people. We tell it like it is, and we're just saying. We still love
right.
you, but we're just saying.
Yeah.
You know,
no, I think it's true.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with you, Dolly. I think it's true. I think it really is a celebration of community. You know, that neighborhood that I grew up in, I still live here. I live on the parade route, but I grew up right down the street. And so many of the families, my friends' families are moving back. Their kids are now moving back into the neighborhood. So it really is, it's evolved, this community. And I think that everybody's very proud to showcase it on that day. All the communities,
absolutely.
Edison Park, Norwood Park, yeah.
Yeah, there's never been anything that really showcases or a gathering where we all could say we're really proud to be Northwest Siders. Not that we wouldn't welcome the South Siders to this parade, but, Northwest Siders,
yeah.
We've never had something that really brings us all together. So this is so awesome. Every year it grows and grows. 16 years, Northwest Side Irish. And we've been talking to Elizabeth Marie Belcaster, who started the parade with her dad in honor of their mom. Let's talk a little bit about your mom now. I have some time.
Yeah.
This is kind of nice. The show was professionally produced by my intern, associate producer, Gino Faso. And I love you, Gino. He's on his way to Florida. And we had just a few bumps in the show. He did a pretty good job overall, booking some good guests. And we missed John Kineski with the Winchester Band. We're really sorry, John, we missed you. Let me just do a quick plug, and then we're going to continue our conversation with Elizabeth Murray Belcaster about the Northwest Side Irish Parade kicking off this Sunday along Northwest Highway. And we're going to talk to Elizabeth. You're going to give us the exact parade route, times, and everything. But we want to do a shout-out to lead guitarist John Kineski. John, I'm really sorry we missed you on the show. Sorry, I saw you holding there. I don't blame you. You got a busy life. You got things to do. But the Winchester Band is known from the legendary band and hilarious movie, The Tenacious D, with Jack Black and Kyle Gass. I wanted to ask him, what was it like performing with Jack Black? What a riot that is. This band began as a cover band in 2013 in California, and they just released their EP in 2014 titled Spreading the Gospel of Good Times. I'm really bummed that we missed them on the show, but we'll get you, John. We'll get you back on, I promise. They have an upcoming show, which Gino did not tell me about. I'm going to blame my intern, my associate producer. Everybody went on vacation this week and left me alone. I usually am pretty good. The Winchester Band, check them out, winchester.bandcamp.com. Check them out. They're awesome. John, we'll catch you soon. All right, continuing our conversation with the organizer, founder of the Northwest Side Irish Parade, Elizabeth Murray Belcaster. The parade is this Sunday, right? Noon?
Yep. We kick off at noon. We start shutting down the streets about 9 o'clock in the morning. We're closed from Northwest Highway in Harlem all the way to Northwest Highway in Nagel. And then we start the parade at Onahant School. We've got two separate assembly areas because we've grown so much over the years, which is good news. So we line up at Onahant School, which is at 6633 West Raven. We kick off from there up Neola, south up Neola Avenue. And then we go north up Northwest Highway to Harlem. So we have two assembly areas from Northwest Highway and Nagel to Northwest Highway and Neola, and then over at the school. So half of the parade actually goes down a neighborhood block, which is kind of cool. It's the block that we grew up on. And most of those families have parties, and they're out there to celebrate as well with us. So a lot of the schools get to showcase their school spirits going down those blocks into the neighborhoods where, you know, future students and alumni are there. So it's kind of exciting for them. And then we kick off at 12. We typically end about 1:30, depending how things go and, you know, how many people talk at the microphone.
Too, right? There's an after party, too. Tell us a little bit about that.
The review stand, just want to mention, the review stand's right at Northwest Highway Nagel, and that's a good spot to be. But there's people, you know, 10 deep all along the parade route, so you can go anywhere on the parade route. There's lots of space, and there's parties everywhere up and down Northwest Highway. The after party starts immediately after the parade. It actually starts at 1 o'clock is when we open up the doors. That's something we're really proud of, too. We have a $10 admission. That includes a corned beef and cabbage dinner, beer, wine, soda for the kids, and then it's $5 for kids 10 and under. But, you know, that, too, has grown enormously, but we love the idea that we've been able to keep the cost down for that. We've had some great supporters.
That's a pretty good price, Elizabeth, $10. And does that include the beer and the wine?
Yeah. The idea,
unlimited?
Sally, was that somebody could bring a family of – it is unlimited, honestly. Somebody could bring a family of five, and it would still cost them $100. We have
so
a $5 wristband for people that want to drink, but, you know, we've had some great sponsors, Joseph Malarkey Distributor, and lots of folks that have helped us over the years, the Teamsters, Ozinga Ready Mix, a lot of our sponsors. And this year, for the first time, we've got Jameson Whiskey as a sponsor. But they won't be serving on the parade route. They're just going to be driving in their double-decker, which is kind of cool.
Nice. You know, it's so typical, Northwest Siders. We always want to keep it affordable for everybody because we grew up with nothing.
Yeah.
We didn't grow up with much.
I agree.
And it's like the spirit of the Northwest Side is truly in this parade. You know, it's not about making money, not about,
Never has been.
Being the biggest parade in the world. It's about bringing the community together and including everybody. We're a very inclusive group of folks over here on the Northwest Side of Chicago. Check it out. Let's if you could mention the website, and then let's talk a little bit about your mom. We got to honor your mom. This is why it started.
Yeah, my mom was awesome, and she died way too young. She had a massive stroke and heart attack in her 50s, and she lived for 12 years after that, and it was a long, hard road for our family. My dad was a fairly still young man, and we were all very young, and, you know, we really kind of just remember how many kids were in and out of our houses when we were younger. Everybody, there was, you know, no doors were locked. You'd come home from school and go to the neighbor's house or come to our house, and our house seemed to be that space where everybody was coming and going from. So she would have loved this, and it really is a great honor for her. We just lost my son, my 32-year-old son, John Belcaster, 2 years ago from pneumonia, if you can believe that. So we dedicated, Senator Mulroe dedicated a bench in the park right in the parade route to my son, John, and to my mom. So that sits right with us the day of the parade, and we're really, really proud of that. He had a son, my grandson, Jameson, who's 8 years old now. And, you know, he's out there with us every year, and he thinks it's his parade these days. He walks the parade route with me every year. And, yeah, so, you know, it's a celebration of life. And I will tell you, Sally, too, this year we have many really special groups coming out. We've got 3 or 4 families that are doing trolleys in memory of their loved ones. I have a group of a husband and wife who are flying in from Utah, and they have flown in special needs kids that are going to be on their trolley from all over the country just to come and do this parade to give these kids a day of celebration. And we were so moved by that they chose our parade to do that. And we're really excited because on top of that, our Grand Marshal, who has autism, is such a great role model for young kids with disabilities that were, it just all happened very coincidentally. They didn't know that our Grand Marshal was autistic, and they chose our parade prior to that. So there's really a lot of special things going on, and we're really, really proud of that. But again, it's a celebration. We're celebrating everybody's life, everybody's goodness, and that's really what the day is about. And that all started in memory of my wonderful mother, who we miss dearly, but we're really happy to celebrate.
And what's your mom's name? You didn't mention that. What's her name?
Judith Arlene Cregan Murray.
Oh, what a name. What a name.
I know,
we're
right?
thinking of you
yeah.
at the
yeah.
parade. And, Elizabeth, thanks for all you do for the Northwest Siders
yeah.
and for the rest
Thank
of
you,
the
Dolly.
City and whole, as a whole, for everybody to come and celebrate what makes what's part of what makes this city so great is the Northwest Siders that are salt of the earth people
yeah.
and very friendly, very inclusive. Even from your, even if you're from the south side, you're considered part of the family. So come on by and check out our parade. I know south side is the same day though, right? Or no? Is
you know,
the
south side and the north side kind of came. Yeah, we kind of came to an agreement a couple years ago with the city that we would do the south side and the north side on the same day. And that really has helped everybody alleviate the stress of so many people in one space. I think it's helped the police department. So we proudly, you know, salute the south side. They started long before we did. I have family on the south side, so we used to go down to the south side parade too. So we salute them and wish them a wonderful, wonderful parade. And as I know, this, the feeling is mutual with them as well. We've had a great relationship with them over the years.
Fantastic. And, you know, you said this was also honoring our first responders. And on this show, we always honor our veterans. And there's, I like to give them free dance lessons. Anybody who sponsors the show always tries to contribute something to these folks that work so hard for us.
That's right.
And I want to do a shout-out to the local firefighters who helped save Onahan School a few weeks ago.
That's
How about that?
Right. My goodness.
Woo!
Yeah, that
Did
was
you imagine
insane. I was sitting in my window. I could see it from my house. I was right there. Yeah, it was terrible.
I saw the video on Facebook of the actual fire in the auditorium. But hopefully they can my sister's kids go there, and we were just there not too long ago for the variety show. And I was just telling my sister how much I love that auditorium. It's historic. It's preserved
oh,
from
me
the
too.
Year
I
it
went
was built.
To kindergarten there. My kids
oh.
both went to kindergarten. My whole family went to kindergarten there. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. See, and so it's just
yeah.
a treasure. It's part of our history on the Northwest Side. And so if you hadn't heard, there was a small fire that erupted in the auditorium. But I think the auditorium is
yeah.
going to be okay. Hopefully they're not going to rip it all out and put brand new stuff in there. Hopefully we can preserve it.
You know,
it.
I was down there the other day, Dolly, dropping some stuff off for the parade because that's actually where we line up. And they are moving fast and furious to get that fixed and make sure those kids still have that space. So not only to the firefighters, but all the workers that have been in there, I mean, 24/7 they've been working in there. So I agree with you.
Yeah.
And thanks for mentioning that. Yep.
And the teachers on the first and second floor, all those classrooms, everything has to be thrown out. Everything from
yeah.
the smoke and,
yeah.
and some of the water damage too. It's kind of sad, but thank God, our beloved
right.
school Onahan and the historic, beautiful auditorium is going to be hopefully okay. We're looking at pictures
yeah.
and it looks like it can be preserved. So yeah, so all the firefighters on the Northwest Side, including my brother-in-law Greg Novak,
right.
I want to shout out to you, Greg. I love you, Jake, his son, my nephew, and my sister Carol Novak, who's a teacher. And started teaching St. Ferdinand on the Northwest Side. So we hear St. Pat's High School is going to be there. My brothers went there. Go Shamrock.
Yeah.
A lot of different groups
yeah.
represented at the parade this year. And we're really excited
yeah.
about it. So this is this Sunday. And if folks want to be a part of the Northwest Side Irish, you can go to the website. Is it? I'm
yep.
taking a guess here. Just
It's www.northwestsideirish.org. So it's all one word, northwestsideirish.org.
And if you're looking for something green to wear, come on, Elizabeth, we can plug our friend Sinead over Northwest Highway at
Emerald
right, Style.
That's right. Sinead's got plenty of green. There's no question about that. Yeah. Yeah. We actually have some sweatshirts that we're doing for the first time this year, too.
Oh, really?
And those are on our website as well. Yeah, you know,
oh,
it's
fantastic.
A little bit. You know, Dolly, you know, I have a full time job and I have a company that I run. And,
really?
I do the parade once a year, but we get people all year long that ask for sweatshirts. So this year I did 50 of them and we'll have them with us at the review stand if anybody wants to buy them. They're $40 a piece, they're hoodies, they're
just
nice, the Hanes.
All
right.
Just
50
of
right
them,
now.
You better
save
one for me. I'm giving you the money. How much are they?
They're $40. They're Hanes hoodies. They're really, really cute. Yep.
Put Dolly McCarthy's name on one of them, at least one, and I'll come by
the
broadcast soon.
Yeah.
It was so great
talking
to you.
No worries. We'll have one
for all you're doing. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you, Dolly.
How's your dad?
My dad's doing great. He's actually over at Harrington's right now picking up our corned beef for the after party, and I'm headed over to – yeah, we're all running in 20 different directions, so I was – happy to take the call, and I've been a good friend, and we really, really appreciate that. And we're going to plug this on our Facebook page and our website as well, and we look forward to doing more work with you, Dolly.
Oh, I love it. I love what you're doing. It's my pleasure to be a part of it and to support you guys. Of course, your family, Northwest Siders.
Yep.
Let's gather together on Sunday for the Northwest Side Irish Parade. We've been talking to Elizabeth Murray Belcaster, the founder of the parade, along with her dad, who founded it. Your dad, what is his name? I like to put names out there.
Dan Murray.
Dan Murray.
Yeah.
Way to go, Dan Murray.
Dan Murray.
We'll be looking for you, Dan Murray, at the parade. And
Dan Murray, 83 years young, if you can believe that, and still doing the parade. He's in good health, and we're
grateful. Will
he
be jigging along the parade route?
To have with us.
Dan Murray going
to
be jigging?
Right at the review stand. Yeah, absolutely. We'll have all the grandkids
again.
And the kids. I've got 4 brothers and sisters and everybody we out there. Dolly, thank you. Have a great day.
All right. We'll see you Sunday. Wear your green or prepare to get pinched, everybody. It's time for the wearing of the green. Jig on down to the Northwest Side's annual St. Patrick's Day Parade. Come celebrate with the Northwest Side Irish this Sunday, March 17th at noon. Keep the party going at the official after party at Immaculate Conception Church, which includes a traditional corned beef and cabbage dinner. Tickets can be purchased at www.northwestsideirish.org. Bring the whole family to enjoy traditional pipes, drums, raffles, dance groups, and more this Sunday at the Northwest Side St. Patrick's Day Parade. See you there. All righty. Hey, everybody. It's been a great show. I love talking to Elizabeth Murray Belcaster about the Northwest Side Irish Parade, Theodia Gillespie from the Quad County Urban League, and who can forget Scott from Earl and the Agitators playing tonight at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. That was our mystery. That was our surprise guest. Oh, I told you, we have good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh always on this show. We'd like to highlight non-for-profits as well. If you have a non-for-profit you want me to plug and support in any way we can, I'm happy to hear from you. Send me an email, dolly@thedollymccarthyshow.com. We do have to end the show pretty soon, but I want to do one quick plug. The Dolly McCarthy Show is going to Ireland. Heart of Ireland tour. Enjoy Galway, Killarney, and Dublin, September 21st through the 28th. That's this year in September, guys. We're going to start by landing in Dublin and going to go check out the Guinness, what do they call it? The Guinness storehouse. Yes, we're going to go see the Cliffs of Moher. I mean, it's just going to be epic. Never been to Ireland. Really excited to go. I'm bringing along my little Seamus. if you know me, my little Seamus is my son, Jimmy, who's not so little anymore. Jimmy's now working, living in Denver. But I'm going to get him that whole week to myself. Me and my little guy, my little man, traveling and making our way through the heart of Ireland, September 21st to the 28th. You're invited to join us. Yes. Can you imagine that, hanging out in all the pubs together and singing? I'll be singing. I'll be leading the song. We're going to have a good crack, September 21st to 28th. If you want more information about it, go to dollymccarthy.com under events. All the details are there. Explains everything that is included in the tour, hotels, all the stops, and airfare and a better price to get to Ireland, $2,400. Call now, make your reservation, because now that I've got this going, putting it out there, it's going to fill up fast. We can only have 30 people on this trip. Maybe next year we'll double it, but this year is only 30 I committed to. And we're going to have a good crack, September 21st to the 28th. Sign up now. You know, of course, there's like a payment plan. Put a deposit down, then the next payment's due in May, and then another one in July. So it's not going to kill you. It's not all at once. I hope you guys can join us. I really do. If you want to come along, you want more information, you want to talk to me, send me a message, private message me on Facebook, The Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. You could follow us on Instagram, too. We're on Instagram. It's a good day. What a great weekend we have ahead of us. You guys, party responsibly. Have a great time. Happy St. Paddy's Day. And like I said, wear the green. Go check out my friend Sinead over at the Emerald Style on Northwest Highway. She's a little Irish shop in there with some great Irish gear, shirts, hats, you name it. She's got it in there. Get you ready for those parades. I'll be downtown Chicago. Chicago, born and raised Northwest Sider. I'll be at the Chicago Parade on Saturday. I'll be down there early to watch the river turn green. And then on Sunday, I'm with my kids at the Northwest Side Irish Parade. It's going to be a good crack. I'm making my friend Siobhan is having a big St. Paddy's Day party on Saturday night. And I'm making that Guinness chocolate cake, Siobhan. Are you ready? And my award-winning, it is, from the Levin Cassidy Fesh. Forget the year. Maybe it was 2006 Levin Cassidy Fest, number one soda bread. Okay? Nobody messes with my soda bread. It is the best. Just kidding. If you make one that's better, let me know. I'd love to try it. All right, everybody. It's time to end the show. We love to highlight all the non-for-profits in Chicagoland. And again, if you have one you want me to highlight and have on the show, be happy to do that. Just shoot me a quick email, dolly@thedollymccarthyshow.com, and we'll get them scheduled. Promise we're going to have the guest order correct next time. On that note, stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And again, like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow us along on Instagram and Twitter. You guys have a good one. Happy St. Patrick's Day and drink and party responsibly. You're awesome. We'll see you next week on the show. So long, everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly McCarthy Show.